rights activists and maintaining a shared sense of perceived Christian values. He was on a crusade of sorts, armed with militant fervor to preserve order and maintain power over entities, particularly blacks and Jews, that threatened the American way. In 1964, with Freedom Summer looming, Bowers launched his organization on the equivalent of a holy war. His army was called the White Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, and his enemy was anything that threatened Southern white sovereignty. The recruiting pamphlet Bowers distributed in Meridian communicated his religious and patriotic zeal. "Only sober, intelligent, courageous, Christian, American white men who are consciously and fully aware of the basic fact that their physical life and earthly destiny are absolutely bound up with the survival of this nation under God." Sam Bowers believed that the civil rights movement was the brainchild of a communist and Jewish conspiracy operating out of Washington, D.C. He warned of an array of black men being trained by communists in Cuba who would return to the U.S. and take over the country. He preached white supremacy while quoting scripture and urged young white Southern men toward their moral duty in Christ. "As Christians," Bowers communicated, "we are disposed to kindness, generosity, affection, and humility in our dealings with others. As militants, we are disposed to use physical force against our enemies. If it is necessary to eliminate someone, it should be done with no malice, in complete silence, and in the manner of a Christian act." Early in 1964, one of Bowers' pamphlets landed in the hands of a bouncer at a Meridian nightclub. The passionate appeal immediately grabbed the attention and won the loyalty of the young brute. His name was Alton Wayne Roberts, the younger and even less composed brother of the police officer who threatened Charles' life his first day in town. When Alton Wayne met with local Claverne leader Edgar Ray Killen, a 37-year-old preacher in overalls who still lived at home with his parents, he was assured this was a society of action, not just talk.
"This is no Boy Scout troop," Killen had said.
This appealed to the raucous Roberts. He joined the Klan that spring. Charles stood in front of the COFO office directly across the street from Young's Hotel in early 1964 with two leaders of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, SCLC. Andrew Young and John Lewis talked with the minister about the potential of Freedom Summer in the city and commended the arrangement of the COFO office's location in the black business district of the city. Lewis was a leader in the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC, and was coordinating an infiltration of 600 student activists into...